Hello, and welcome back to the next episode of the Radio Nasties podcast. I'm your host, Richard, with my co-host, Vic.
Why is there never a zombie around?
Well, they are. They're just that fucking slow, mate.
Very good point, yeah.
I mean, there's one, like, right behind you, but we've got at least 5 hours till we've got to deal with him.
Right. We'll leave him there.
Right. Today is one of my picks. As we said last time, the last personal pick of Season 2 of the Radio Nasties podcast. This is a film from 1989, directed by Brian Yuzna, who directed Bride of Reanimator, Return of the Living Dead 3, and 1, I think, Silent Night, Deadly Night 4. So, mostly sequels, but he's known more as a producer. He produced a lot of the Stuart Gordon films like Reanimator, From Beyond, Castle Freak. And as far as I know, I think this is his only original film.
Right.
And this is a film that I have mentioned on the podcast a few times, and it's Society.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have mentioned this a few times.
Yep. So for finally get it done, well, I've still got a chance. So you've heard of this? Well, obviously I've mentioned it.
I think you've mentioned there's some sort of like very good effects ending sequence.
Yeah, effects by Screaming Mad George.
Right, fair enough. Yeah, as you do.
Oh, Screaming Mad George.
Yeah, of course. You should have said, that's not just George.
Well, the great thing is, I was curious. I was like, I wonder what his real name is. I think he's like Japanese or something.
Is he?
And his name is like, or something.
While brandishing a samurai sword.
Obviously. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised with someone who goes by the name of Screaming Mad George.
Oh, he's got his samurai sword out again.
Yeah, his real name is Joji Tani. I'd go by Screaming Mad George.
Well, I suppose we're not Japanese, I guess. Maybe he's got a hero name over there.
Right, so let's go stick on Society and then we'll come back for a wee chat about it.
Aye, aye.
And we're back from watching Society.
Yes, we are.
Any initial thoughts before we...
Now, I know I like The Thing, right? But I can tell you, without a shred of doubt, that I have never imagined The Thing in an orgy.
You haven't been looking on Pornhub enough.
Yeah. What is it, Rule 34 or something? That's it, yeah. I've never seen anything to do with Thing orgies. How have I never seen anything about this before? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the kind of thing where I'm shocked I haven't seen anything before.
Yeah.
Considering that, you know, like, I'm quite interested in that kind of horror. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
The Thing kind of horror like that. And it's like, it's just, I don't know if I want to see it again. Put it that way.
One and done.
I'm so surprised that I've never seen, like, even a clip of that before.
No, I was the exact same when I saw it. I was like, how have I not had this ruined?
Exactly.
Even with the cover it's got, I wouldn't have thought.
No, I mean, I get it now.
Yeah. But you see that cover and you think it's more just interpreted, not, well, that's going to be in the film.
Yeah, like, it's just so weird. But, I mean, yeah, I genuinely don't think I've seen it done before.
No?
Well, I mean, since, I guess, because, you know, when was this? 89?
89,
yeah. I don't think I've seen, I've seen body horror stuff, you know, like to do with sex and stuff in films before, but I've never seen anything like this.
This seems like the sort of thing Cronenberg would want to watch before he... Gets frisky.
I bet he saw this film. He's like, well, why didn't I direct this?
I think that's the only thing that would make this weirder. Cronenberg Society.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised he hasn't got a cameo in it somewhere. As a bit of flesh.
No, only Jason X is good enough for Cronenberg cameos.
What a weird cameo. Like, it's great, but it's just so strange.
Yeah.
But I like the rest of that film, I suppose.
Should we just hop into...
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird ride. It's a strange ride, this movie.
Well, there's the box quote. A strange
ride.
Oh, dear.
Little double entendre there. By the way, the beginning, the first scene of this movie, right, I swear, it just reminded me of the opening to a Goosebumps episode, like down to the soundtrack.
Yeah, literally everything that changes. Like, is this a Goosebumps episode?
Yeah, like the camera angles and everything. Episode. I was like, because weirdly enough, I'm rewatching. Me and Charlotte are rewatching Goosebumps at the minute, and I was like, this is literally a Goosebumps episode.
And then it turns into not. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this in Goosebumps.
I fucking hope not. I fucking hope not.
No shuntings in a.
I know. What is that word?
Sounds horrible, doesn't it?
It sounds worse than what it means. Put it that way. It's a horrible way to say, let's have sex. I'm going to go and shunt you. Can you shunt me, please?
Shunt your cunt.
Yeah. Oh. I'm going to go and do a little cunt shunt.
Oh, I don't feel well.
People aren't going to listen to this podcast.
Well, they don't anyway.
More after this.
We're now down to negative listeners.
The people that did listen were like, nah, I draw the line at cunt shunt, to be honest with you. I think that's where... I think I draw the line
at cunt shunt.
Yeah, if anybody draws the line at cunt shunt, I'm with you. It's kind of a disgusting thing to say, to be honest with you. I'm kind of disgusted I've said it that many times. Who's it? We've got Bill. Is it Bill?
Yeah, our main character, Billy. Yeah, teenage lad.
And he's doing, like, normal Goosebump things, hearing laughing, and he's like, what the fuck's that? Going through a dark house, like...
Stepping into buildings with Dutch angles going on.
Yeah, I know, like, grabs a knife, and then he has, like, a little panic attack or something, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The laughing just gets louder or some shit, and he's just like, ugh, and then his mum turns
the light on. Can hear, like, his heart beating, don't you?
Yeah. His mum turns the light on, and she's like, you know, fuck you doing with a knife, mate?
Is that a direct quote?
Yeah, might as well. That's what I would have said. Like, the fuck you doing with a knife, mate? What's going on?
You ain't
going
to shut my cunt for that, are you?
Then we cut to the therapist.
The therapist. Just normal therapist.
Everybody's just normal in this movie.
Just a very normal movie about society. It's
very normal society. Very normal. The therapist is fucking weird. They're all shifty, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's like, you know something's going on. You're supposed to, I guess, aren't you? Like, you know.
Well, yeah, the whole thing is Billy's just paranoid about everything.
Yeah. But he eats an apple and it's got worms in it. Or he sees worms in it or something, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to be plastic. Worse, worms.
What sort of therapist can't afford real fruit?
Yeah, I know. Real fruit, mate.
But then when you think, obviously, you know, it's he bites the apple and it's the worms. You're supposed to think it's in its head. But from what you see later on, was it in his head? Yeah, or has he just ate an apple full of worms? Good source of protein.
Yeah, I'd just rather not know. I'd mulch them up.
I'll eat worms as long as I'm in the dark.
Yeah, put some flavourings in there. Do you know what I mean?
That dinner was quite delicious. What was it? Oh, mostly worms.
Yeah, with flavouring.
We've ruined it.
Yeah.
with flavouring. Yeah. Barbecue worms.
Orange flavoured worms. Gorgeous.
I don't know why. I think it'd be better to have unfruited worms. Yeah. I'd rather have more of a meaty taste.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. Slimy meat. Imagine if your steak was slimy. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, not slimy as some of the other things in this film.
I don't like this movie. It makes me shiver. But then we get the horrible credit sequence, which makes sense now.
You were so confused at first. You were like...
Just look, it looks disgusting.
But then the song doesn't help. It's got like a real, like, classical sounding, some song about operatic song. And with just this horrible images of an orgy.
A thing orgy going on in the background.
But, like, it's not even as thing-esque as it gets later on.
No, it's
like, and you're still like, this looks like the thing was fucking.
Yeah. And then it is. That's great. At the beginning of the film, I'm like, oh. That looks a bit like thing fucking. Let's hope that doesn't go anywhere. Oh, wait. You get to see it in detail. Fucking hell. Then we get a scene with this Blanchard guy who becomes important. He's hanging around. So Bill's outside playing basketball or something.
Yeah, with his mate Milo.
Yeah, and his sister's like, you know, oh.
Blanchard's here. Can you get rid of him?
Yeah. And then she goes in a room, gets undressed. And then looks at the wardrobe. Blanchard is in a wardrobe. It's like, what the fuck? Did you not just see him arrive? Like, how did he get in that wardrobe?
Yeah.
Like, how did he get in the wardrobe? I have no idea how he got in that fucking wardrobe. Like, this poor guy is actually trying to help as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
And they
think he's a massive creep at first. Like, he shouldn't be hiding a wardrobe.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, after you've seen the film, you're like, this poor guy trying to help him out. But the, when I was watching this, I was like, yeah, fucking batter him. What's he doing in the wardrobe? He's sitting there, like, in the dark as well, like, squatting. You're like, mate, you couldn't look less creepy, could you?
It's like that scene in Always Sunny where Frank's hiding with the teddy bears.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Have you ever seen, it's a Coen Brothers movie, Burn After Reading?
I feel like I might have seen that
It's one. About, like, it's got John Malkovich in it and Brad Pitt and George Clooney. And
it rings a bell.
They find, like, some, like, government intelligence or something that's about...
It's the, yes, yes, I have seen
this. Yeah, the so don't say anything for anybody who hasn't watched it, but the wardrobe bit in that film with
yeah
it reminds me of that for some reason. Seriously, if anybody hasn't seen Burn After Reading, go and watch it, because that film's fucking, well, it's a Coen Brothers movie in it, so mostly good.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Watch Society first though.
Yeah. I don't know, actually.
Watch it, it's good.
Yeah, it's so they throw him out because the mum and dad come in as well, don't they, and they're like, oh, Blanchard, you fucking...
Always hiding in wardrobes.
Oh, I'm sick of this.
And then never catch us doing anything weird.
Well, his sister... They kick Blanchard out, and his sister's like, oh, Bill, would you unzip my fucking... zip my dress up or some shit?
No,
family. This family's way too close, like, from the onset. Before you even realise something fucked up is going on. Something fucked up is going on in this family.
Zipping up dresses don't seem so bad now.
It's just the way they do it, though, isn't it? It's like, you know, like... If my sister went, oh, can you do this up? I'll be like, there you go. Do you know what I mean? But he's like, oh,
he's
come over here,
and
it's
erotic,
like,
about
what
it, isn't
are you
he?
Doing?
And then her back starts bulging.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. I think if I've ever zipped up anyone's dress before, I don't think their
not,
back's
not,
bulged.
Yeah, no, like half the time, but not every time.
Yeah, not all the time, 50-50.
We cut now to a little class president debate, I think it is. And Billy's got his girlfriend cheerleading for him.
Yeah, I know. And then the other guy's like, you know,
he's like, you're making a mockery of this. He's like, oh, you're using your athletic ability to disgrace the fucking
debate.
That's
the only thing that is like a stretch from the political debates we have now, like in actual office. Like, all we'd need now is just a woman there dancing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump had like cheerleaders.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like, you see this? She's got big tits, isn't she?
Vote for me.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
A vote for me is a
all
vote
the red
for big tits.
Yeah, we vote for him, we like big tits.
We didn't like the big tits, we beat them one of them gays. We're not the gays.
If any of them are listening, we're going to get shot.
Well, they're not allowed in the country right now, so...
Yeah, it Bill talks, though, doesn't he, in this political debate, and then he gets distracted by... the woman that I think it's Clarissa,
isn't
it?
It is Clarissa, yeah.
And she's just opening her legs.
And but like you can see her girlfriend's like clicking on what he's focusing on. She's getting fucking pissed off, so she like slams her fucking books to.
And like, you know, the one thing I'll say, Bill's way of putting down his rival just seems to be taking the piss out of him.
Just like a real presidential debate.
Exactly. It's so childish, though, isn't it?
He's literally just
like,
shut up,
you're
man.
Fucking gay. It's like, oh, what is this? What is this? Like, we've had a cheerleader on, and now you're just berating the other guy. So he goes back to his therapist to talk about how he doesn't... Well, at first he says he feels like the family's fine now. The therapist's like, oh, how are you getting on with your family? And he's like, yeah, it's all good. And then the therapist's like, you know, no, tell me. And he's like, no, I feel like I don't belong. So you fucking don't, mate. After you've watched this fucking movie, you can tell he doesn't belong.
Because he says he thinks he was adopted.
Yeah.
No, no.
And the therapist's like, no, I don't wish
you... No, definitely not, mate. No, definitely not.
Nothing is...
Definitely blood related to them.
Nothing is silly or more silly than that. You know, nothing like that's happening to you.
There's no shunting.
Sorry.
What is a shunting?
What was that word?
Well, I don't know, but there isn't any.
We're in the 80s. We're nearly in the 90s. I've never heard shunting before. Is that like a 1800s word? Shall we go for a shunt? I think even then I'd be like, no, dear.
We must be home before the shunting begins.
Oh, this talk about shunting. Fucking hell. Oh, man. And the therapist turns around as well, all like fucking weird-like. And he's like, you know, you really deserve what's going to happen to you. And he's kind of like, what? And it's like, oh, you're going to be a great member of society. It's just all so fucking weird now you know what's going on.
Yeah, when you know the context of it, exactly. It's like, ooh, dear.
Then he goes home.
I literally read my note for that as soon as you said that line. I was like, oh, here we go.
Oh, man. Oh, this film. Yeah, Bill goes home, walks into the bathroom, even though somebody's got the shower on. Like I said, this family's already weird. Like, he's like, oh, my family's weird. It's like, yeah, I fucking know, Bill. You're weird, mate. Walking in the bathroom, people got the shower going on. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Because she's got, like, an ensuite in her bedroom. Because he knocks on the door and he's like, oh, I just need some suntan lotion. Goes in and then goes straight into, like, the fucking
bathroom. She's showering and you can pretty much see her.
With, like, the most fucking eccentric showering I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. So she's, like, she's, I don't know, imagine, you know, like, the fucking, the way the Egyptians dance? You know, like that? Imagine that, right? In the shower, washing yourself. So you're like, ooh. And then she's like, ooh, ooh. And she's backwards.
I like how casual you are. And she's backwards.
her torso's, like, turned round. So her ass is, like, facing forward.
Yeah.
And she's facing forward.
Yeah.
Not the right ways your body should be. And then she's going, ooh, and you're like, this is, I'd have been out of that fucking house. And he's like, oh, what's wrong? Opens the fucking shower. I mean, like you said, you know, he's like, you know, maybe she's dying because she's backwards.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I imagine that was what was going through his head.
I assume shit, so. My sister's, I mean, can you imagine if she was backwards and she's like, ooh. Like, I mean,
she
like,
must
why,
be fine.
Why are you not screaming in pain? I'll tell you what, Dad, to be honest with you.
Does Jenny usually contort? Only when she's showering, Billy. Oh, all right, okay.
I'd at least shout because I'd be terrified. I ain't going in there.
I'd be gone.
I'd be like, are you a thing in there? Fucking no. But yeah, he runs in and you know, she's rightly so. She's normal now. He like opens the door and then she's the right way round.
And she's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I know, I'm naked. What are you doing? You want a shunt?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Oh, man, fucking hell. What is this movie? So he goes outside and he sees something not at all weird. His parents are talking with some slug man who's got a plate of slugs, and they're like, oh, it's a really good crop this year, isn't it? It's like, they're fucking slugs.
It's just the way you presented it.
Growing slugs.
It makes me think that the garden is a literal slug man.
That's the only thing I could think that would be weirder. That man is a slug, and he's selling slugs. Oh, these are my kids. But they seem dead fucking awkward. But, I mean, I'd be awkward with them. Like, what is this slug business that's going on here? Has this been going on forever, Mum and Dad? Because I'm not.
They
following.
Seem pleased with the slugs.
That's what I'm saying. They're
like, surely you don't
crop.
Want slugs in your.
No.
Don't they eat
they,
all
they
your
eat
fucking
them later on,
produce.
Don't they?
Yeah.
When they're having the fucking.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, yow, yow, that, with these fucking slugs. And it's like, oh, this
well,
is.
You got to have your pre shunt
orgy
snack.
Food. Oh, man. Pre shunt. Let's have our pre-shunt breakfast.
Sounds like a disease.
Oh,
you've got the pre-shunt. How long do I have? Not long.
About 5 minutes.
You'll be gone before the next shunt.
How many things do we refer to as shunt in this Victorian England of ours?
It's like the Smurfs. Shunt in hell.
Don't mention shunts around me, Jeffrey. You'll get me aroused. Oh, fucking
Can
hell.
You please not say the word shunt?
Oh.
Because when you say shunt, it makes me think of shunt. And I love shunt.
Jeremy, you've made me turn backwards.
You've ruined the shunting for me.
Oh, fucking hell. So he goes back to his car and he finds like this action figure or like Ken doll.
Yeah, it's like a Ken doll with a screw in its head.
Yeah, and he's obviously.
I think it's
like,
trying to say some. He's mental. It's like, you're a screw head.
Yeah. It's like, why is the doll naked, mate? You're right. Whoever left
the
this.
Random toys that he gets is like one of the few things that is explained in this film.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Of all the things I wouldn't have minded not having answers for, but like this, I'd rather know. You know.
Yeah. The other. Things.
What was that?
What's all this about?
What's this about, Brian?
I don't know all about this, mate. So he goes to the beach where he tries to fondle his girlfriend, but all she cares about is him getting her and him invited to this big party. That's
yeah, because she's, oh, I love you.
This
but
scene,
if you love me, you'll get us an invite to Todd Ferguson. Is it Todd? Ted Ferguson's?
Ted Ferguson, something like that.
Ted Ferguson's party.
Is that the party guy?
Yeah.
I never got his name, the dickhead.
But what they're saying is there's like two kids crawling about on the sand. And you're right. Like, what are they doing?
This scene is like creepy innuendo. Like, weird. So the kids come up and they've got like...
They've stolen the suntan lotion. Yeah. And grabbed it off him.
And they just like spray it all over his girlfriend. And she's like covered in a white substance. And she's like, oh, you've covered me. And you're like, oh, no.
Well, they also shout, die, alien scum. Like, Vic looks fucking mortified.
Yeah, it's a weird scene. And then, like, Clarissa shows up, the one who opened her legs.
Yeah, and she, like, and playfully squirts a bit on him.
Yeah, but, like, he's on his knees. She's standing up. And then she squirts it from, like...
She's even, like, got it by like, her crotch.
Exactly. And then it goes all down his face, and you're like, oh, my.
She just came on
you. Jesus fucking Christ. What is this? We've got shunting and coming. What is going on?
The shunting is coming.
Fuck. And then he gets up and he bumps into this huge Andre the Giant woman. Like, huge woman.
You never get an explanation for why this woman is this way.
She's just... there.
Yeah.
I mean, she's Clarissa's mum, isn't she?
Yeah. But I don't see how. She doesn't look old enough to be... She looks the same age as everybody else.
Yeah. So Bill goes up to, is it Ted Ferguson? And he's asking him, obviously, about an invitation to...
Yeah, but he's being very shunt.
Everything's shunt. Oh... But he basically says, you know, you're not coming. But
he's not being very direct as well. He's like, oh, do you know anything of going on this weekend? And then Todd's like, no, why would I? No.
Ah, right.
And he's like, well, yeah, if you do hear of anything big coming up, you'll let me know. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Well, I'll send you a telegram.
Well, he also says something to him, and Ted replies with, nothing you can do can bend me. Okay. Don't know if I was on about stuff like that, mate, to be honest with you. I just thought you were having this big party. Well,
even that gets some horrible context to it later on.
It's bleh.
I feel like every line in this film has like a payoff in the end scenes.
Yeah. Oh, so Blanchard shows up on the beach and he's, you know, he's kind of like anxious about something. He's like, can you come and listen? Can you come with me? I need to tell you something. It's a secret. He goes off with him, and we cut back to there's a like a little scene with the sister, the dad, and this judge character.
Yeah.
Who seems to be like the leader of this society, in a sense, because the sister comes in, doesn't she? And she's like, "Oh, there's something wrong with my earring." They're being fucking weird as well, though, when she comes in, though, aren't they? Like, they're all weird with this sister. His sister's like, yeah. I mean, I assume she's of age. But she's very young, and these are, like, older men.
One of them being her dad.
Yeah, and, like, every time she comes in the room, they're all like, oh, you're right. And it's like, oh, fucking stop it. This is getting too much, mate. You're a dad! And then it gets worse later on.
Much worse.
Yeah. So Blanchard tells Bill, but he's basically, you know, you're not going to be happy about this, but I've bugged your family, essentially. And
bugged the car, bugged the house. Even. Yeah. I think he says he's even bugged his Jeep.
Yeah, and he plays the tapes, and it's like they're talking about like the sister, kind of like coming out.
Well, that's the whole thing. She's having this big coming out party.
Yeah,
I imagine it's some sort of coming of age type.
Yeah.
Deal.
And the basically the tapes like sound fucking weird. They say some very questionable.
Well, it's like
things.
First we dine, and then copulation,
and you're like, what the fuck? And then the next tape is like them fucking.
Yeah,
or
but it's
what
it's
you think
like
it is.
And
you
can
hear screaming in the background.
Todd, it's the parents, and they're
all. Yeah, no, and they're all together. And Bill, understandably gets
mortified.
Yeah, and he like kind of attacks. Blanchard knocks him down, doesn't he? And takes the tape. The judge and the dad find a little chip in the earring as well. It's one of the things that you pointed out were on the tape as well when they're screaming. You can hear someone go, this is excellent. It's like, what a weird thing to say in what I assume is an orgy.
Well, I've never been in an orgy. Maybe it's perfectly... that was an excellent orgy.
Can you imagine if everyone
night?
Was that polite? Well, I'm going to... May I put my penis in your rectum now? You can, mate. You can. Look, this is excellent.
Oh. Oh, God, that's the inverse of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I don't want to see Bill and Ted's Excellent Orgy.
So he takes the tape to the therapist because I think he thinks the therapist is the only person he can trust. Oh, whoops! And he's begging him to listen to the tape, and the therapist is like, no, either leave the tape with me or come back tomorrow. And Bill leaves the tape with him, unfortunately. Because the fucking therapist is acting
Even Bill's like thinking about it. It's like, should I really leave this tape with him? And the therapist is like, you're still scared of me.
Yeah.
But yes, I am.
Yeah.
You shunting bastard.
So the next day, Bill goes to his girlfriend and he's trying to talk to her about what's been going on. And she doesn't want to hear anything.
Yeah, she's just still going on about this fucking party, isn't she?
Yeah. And they argue and she pretty much breaks up with him. Yeah. Which will be very important with her behaviour in the upcoming scenes. And he also finds a shrunken head on his locker. Someone's still fucking with them. It's a weird way of... These are just weird things to leave.
Where's he getting them?
Like, I don't understand. Like, it's just strange that it's a very... That action, the Ken doll with the screw in his head, it's like you really had to think that through. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying it's like very complicated, but you had to think about doing that.
Yeah.
It's like, what are these pranks? It's like, I know you're saying I'm mental, but what a very specific thing to leave. Do you know what
Why
I mean?
Why not just leave a note that says, you mental?
You fucking dick. I just say it to him to his face. You're fucking mental, mate. Like, I'm off, you nutcase. So he goes back to the therapist to talk about the sex tape. And the tape has completely changed.
Yeah, the therapist's like, I'm very concerned about you, Billy. It's like, well, did you listen to the tape? And he's like, too fucking right to listen to the tape. He's like, you know, you could get in a lot of trouble for this. This is illegal. I'm like, well, I didn't record it, so fuck you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But the tape's changed now, and like everything that was on the tape that was about fucking copulation has been changed now to dancing. They're all like, it's changed from, you know, first we die, then we dance.
Yeah. And then but there's one more fast forward, and then it's all just general chitter-chatter, nothing really out of the ordinary.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a party going on, do you know what I mean? Like, people are just like a normal party, not one of these fuckers.
Not
party.
A shunt.
A shunt. You want to come to my shunt party?
No, I don't. I'm busy that day.
I'm not even too sure what it is, but I don't like the sound of it, just by that word. Oh no, it's perfectly legal. Why did you describe it as that? This is getting worse. This shunting business. See, now you're saying it. Yeah, I know. I'm really annoyed even that you introduced me. Never mind, invite me to this shunt party.
You're not going to get fisted inside out.
I mean, to be honest with you, Barbara, the conversation itself is getting too specific for my liking, but you are actually scaring me. If I wasn't scared, I'd still be paranoid about what you're talking about. So... We're not going to have a thing orgy. What does that mean? Are you on about the John Carpenter film? The Thing?
No, I'm on about the 2011 one.
Oh, right. Well, I'm glad you're not going to be doing any of that, because that was shit.
So, you come into the shunt, or should I put you as a maybe?
I feel like I should now. I'm committed, talking about this fucking shunt party. Come on, let's go shunt. Shunt away! Oh, my God. This therapist says something as well. He's like, you have to accept. He's like, Bill, you need to accept society's rules. And it's like, oh, you're fucking weird, you are, mate. Stop being shift. Because he starts writing in prescription for drugs, doesn't he? And Bill's like, no, wait.
Because he goes on about something like, some people make the rules.
And some people follow the rules and some people make the rules and you've got to find out which one you are or something.
It's like, yeah.
I was like, some people follow the rules. What can I pick then?
And he says, bad things happen if you don't follow the rules. If I don't follow the rules, you're going to shunt me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to shunt you. Yeah.
This prescription is for shunting. It's not for drugs.
Can you just go to any pharmacist and get that? It's like, well, we don't stock them.
We have trained shuntists. So Bill has the idea to call Blanchard and he's like, get me another copy of this fucking tape. Blanchard's like, yeah, come and meet me somewhere. And he goes to meet Blanchard, and the car's crashed. And you're like, this isn't suspicious. And then he just walks into the crime scene.
Yeah, nobody really seems to...
The thing is, when he drives up, it shows you a cop leaning against the cop car, like in front of the crime scene.
Yeah.
And he has to go past that guy.
I mean, I guess it makes sense later, because it turns out they just like fucking with him.
That's just weird, though, isn't it?
Yeah, when you're watching it, like, these aren't very good cops.
No.
Because it's not until, like, he, like, picks up the recorder that they interject, like, whoa, 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 what are you doing here? I mean, you know, can you shunt off?
Oh, my God. We need to start saying that. Shunt off. Go on, shunt yourself.
I've had a right shunt of a day.
Oh. that I don't know, there's something about that one I don't like. Oh, I've had a right shunt of the day. What does that mean?
Next terrible film, I'd rather shunt than watch this again.
Yeah. So he walks all over the fucking crime scene, like everywhere, just touching everything. And he grabs, like, it's only when he grabs the voice recorder, he finds his voice recorder, that the copper comes over and goes, no.
Yeah.
You ain't touching this crime scene, mate. I was like, excuse me, bud. I've been around the whole fucking thing. Jesus Christ. The thing is, Bill even tries, like, oh, can I just take it? And he's like, well,
obviously
no.
Fucking not. This is a, like, crime scene, you twat. Like,
us letting you touch it is one thing, but yeah. I can't let you take the recorder.
And then they see what appears to be Blanchett being taken away by the paramedics in the ambulance.
Yeah, who, I just want to say, looks fucked up.
A bit.
He's, like, covered, as you would be if you were dead.
You can tell his head has been bleeding significantly.
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't cover you up, do they, unless you're dead? Yeah. They leave your head exposed.
Yeah, they're not going to be putting fucking sheets over living people.
Yeah. So Bill decides to turn around and say, is he dead? And even the ambulance people turn around, they're like...
They don't even answer, they just look away and shut the doors.
How much blood do you need, mate?
Reminds me of The Room. Like, is he dead?
So he goes home and the family's there and his sister says, oh, you know, you've got a telegram. And it's this invitation to some... It's that party. It's an invitation to Ted Ferguson.
And he did actually get it by a telegram.
And he basically, you know, he's like, don't worry about the telegram. Like, fucking... And they're like, oh, yeah, we know. Which is weird in itself, isn't it? Because the accident's just happened.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I assume it's a small town, but I mean, I get he was there for like half an hour, maybe. So that's weird. You're like, people know about things in this town, don't they? And they're obviously like, oh, what a shame. It's a shame he died.
Yeah.
And he's like, somebody's fucking died.
Yeah. They really pass off like, oh, it's a shame he twisted his ankle.
Yeah.
So, oh well.
Because then his sister turns around and she's
gonna miss him.
What clothes are you going to wear? And he's like, for the funeral? She's like, no, you weirdo.
No, the
party. Your party. It's like, all right.
For the shunting. What? The regular party.
The shunting. God, can you imagine? It's a book title. The shunting. So he goes to the party and Clarissa's there, isn't she? She kind of like... Yeah, he sees Clarissa there and she kind of like teases him, doesn't she? And then runs off. So he runs after her. She leads him into this tent where Ted Ferguson is. And he basically like starts on him straight away, doesn't he? He's like, you know, what's going on? Slaps it. Why does he think Ted Ferguson's got something to do with it?
Because I'm pretty sure he was on the tape, wasn't he? Like fucking his sister. Was
he? And he slaps him, basically, you know, says, you know, what the fuck's going on? And then Ted just like admits it all.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I fucked your sister. And then everyone else
got so hot and bothered, we all fucked your sister.
Yeah. Like, this is the strangest. And then he's like, oh.
Did you have a shunt with my sister?
Yeah. He says that he ran Blanchett off the road as well. Like, admits to it all. I suppose it doesn't matter, does it?
I think it's like an arrogance thing. Like, well, yeah, what are you going to do about it? I'm rich.
Yeah. So they...
Because, like, Billy's family's rich. But even, like, when they were saying about the party, they said, like, oh, you know, they've got, like, the fucking biggest house.
Yeah.
In town. So it's like they're rich, but these guys are rich, rich.
Yeah. They have a scuffle and they end up throwing Bill in the pool.
He says, you make waves, you're going to drown.
Yeah. Clarissa comes over and kind of helps him and then starts ripping his buttons off. She's like, oh.
She points out that his button's fallen off. He's like, oh, if you're not careful, you're going to lose that button. And then rips it off. It's like, cheers, love.
Yeah. And then she goes, do you want to go and get soaked?
Well, no, I want my button. I want to fix my shirt. I look a prat. I look ridiculous. I've got one button.
You've ruined my outfit.
This isn't a fucking cheap fucking polo shirt, you know? Yeah. This isn't from George.
So they go to a house, have fucking sexy time. She calls him Lean Machine Jelly Bean. He's fucking...
Nothing would kill my erection more.
Oh, no. Like, can I go?
Lean Jelly Bean. Yeah. And they just have regular sex and she doesn't contort at all.
No. So he finishes... Gets off the bed and she's like, and then he turns around and she's doing the fucking shower dance. The sister
yeah, like
was
she's
doing.
Facing forward still,
and then her legs are facing the legs other way.
But even when like they were going out, like her hand was like coming up on them and like where her hand couldn't physically be.
And she's just
because he even brings it up, it's like you were in a weird position, and she just laughs.
What a weird
it off.
Thing to say? I'd have been like, what the fuck? Was that...
You're going to shunt me, aren't you?
Stop turning backwards, Clarissa. I'm sick of it.
Why is everyone fucking backwards?
Oh my god. You were in a funny position.
How were you living?
But the ex-girlfriend and her mate, because I think her mate saw him run off with Clarissa at the party, and she's told the girlfriend, because they're outside in the car.
Yeah.
Like, spying.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I can't believe
he'd do this to me. No, but like, you dumped him.
Like, I don't
you literally said, I think we should see other people.
Which is he's went doing.
And saw another people.
Yeah. I mean, the people that Bill is getting with is weird, because Clarissa now says, oh, do you want some tea? Would you like milk, sugar, or do you want me to pee in it?
Well, just, yeah, but nice bit of piss.
Just a bit of piss. No milk, no sugar, just some piss, please.
Fact, forget the tea.
Just piss in a mug.
Just the piss. Fact, forget the mug.
Piss in my mouth.
Piss. Can you do that thing where you go in a weird position first?
Oh, now you're pissing in the wrong direction.
I'm into it. This is a shining good time.
You keep spinning around and I'll try and catch the piss.
Oh, fucking hell. That's it. We've just made the film more disgusting. I think we deserve a medal for that. How do we make society grosser? I don't know. Contorting piss competitions.
It's like a human piss fountain.
Oh, that's a phrase I never wanted to hear in my life.
It's not as bad as shunting. The ex and the friend, they kind of like get scared, don't they? Because like, oh my god, who's going in the house? Because they're like, who the hell is that? And they can't tell who it is. And it turns out it's the massive woman who is Clarissa's mother.
Somehow.
Yeah. And she coughs up hair.
Yeah. Well, she's holding hair and then coughs up more hair and puts it in Billy's hand.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, Clarissa, like, really talks down to her, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's like, you shouldn't have been doing that. Well, afterwards, she's like, she does things I don't like, which makes horrible sense now I've seen it. Coughing up hair and, like...
Everyone else does things I don't like in this film.
Oh, no, but now you know what she's been out doing, though.
Well, I think the Imbla is one of the more normal people in this film.
Well, I mean, she's obviously...
You want to cough up a bit of hair?
She's
okay.
Eating somebody. I don't know. She's too big. So the next morning, Bill goes to his car and he finds another prank. And it's a sex doll with a Ken doll in its mouth.
Shoved in its mouth and labelled Clarissa.
Yeah.
And then the ex pulls up at this point.
Yeah, because she's like, oh, was she a good fuck?
Yeah,
she was all right. Yeah,
she's in some great positions.
I mean, perfectly moral.
What's you, what, like you're talking like reverse cowgirl? No, I'm talking about contorting.
And I'm in a perfectly moral position because you said we should see other people.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what you're annoyed about, to be honest. But she spots the sex doll and she's like, I think she's more annoyed about that. She's like, oh, how could you?
All right. Someone put it here.
I mean, they would say that, though, wouldn't they? Oh, my God. Someone put it in there. Fucking hell. She storms off. To see other people, apparently. I don't know. So he goes home, and he finds his family in a precarious position.
Well, they're in what I guess is the mum and dad's bedroom.
Yeah.
And the dad's sitting there, like, giving Jenny, so his daughter, a very sensual back massage.
They're all in, like, lingerie, though.
Yeah.
Or, at most, erotic and nightwear. Like, it's a bit on the nose for your family to be hanging about. I'd be like, should we all wear lingerie? No. No, I don't think we should. This is weird in itself.
You know how people have their Sunday best? They've got their shunting best.
Aww. Let's get the nice shunty nightwear out. Fucking hell. But he comes in and throws a sex doll at them. So he makes the situation worse, in a sense, I guess. Now they've got a sex doll. And they're all like, oh, what are you doing that for? Not even that bothered. We might use that later. We might absorb that.
Fuck off.
So he accuses them, you know, like, of having ulterior motives. Which they quite blatantly do. At the very least, incest. Very least, that's what's going on here. Can you imagine if that was just the end of the film? That'd be enough. I'd be like, yeah, I'm grossed out enough. And then it gets worse.
Because, yeah, like they're arguing for a bit. And then I think it's the dad. He's like, oh, how dare you use that sort of language towards your mother? And he's like, oh, do you prefer copulating? And it's like, fuck you, butthead.
Yeah.
Which, unfortunately, comes back.
Yeah, I know. Well, he also says, when he says... Don't be disrespectful to your mother. He's like, you know, my mother, that's where, I don't know where my mother is. And that's the first time where he's like, use a fucking, I don't think I belong here, to be honest with you. I'm not wearing lingerie. I feel out of place. So he says he's going to leave town as well.
Yeah, and basically says, like, I'm off.
One of the only times, though, you see, like, actual kind of fear from the mum. The mum kind of goes, like, oh, no, you can't do that. And then she kind of catches herself. It's like, oh, wait, might have let the cat out of the bag there.
Please don't go, we won't shunt you. Promise. Yeah. You keep saying this word, shunting. Yeah. It's worrying me now.
But he goes to see Blanchard in his coffin. He's with Milo, isn't he? And they say that he looks weird, don't they? And Milo, like, touches his face, and his face cracks.
And they just pass it off, like, oh, yeah, they must just use loads of stuff to present him.
Yeah.
And then Martin, who is, like, the political rival, is like, oh, you know, meet me at this place at 9. I've got something that I need to tell you.
Yeah. He goes to meet Petri, who is nowhere to be found. So he goes, I think he goes into the woods to have a look. And Milo's followed him as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because when Bill goes into the forest, this car, like, speeds out. And Milo spots the car. Bill finds Martin's car in the forest. Apparently there's nobody in it. So he's like, you know, he starts hearing, like, laughing again, like, noises. And he grabs a stick and then he opens the car door and fucking Martin's in there. With his throat slit. His throat's still pumping. It's like, how long did he get his throat slit? You've been there for ages.
He's got a lot of blood in him.
You know, he hears laughing in the woods and he runs after whoever it is. And this guy who's like, he looks like he's painted, his face is all painted up. Like, he's all, like, in black. And then he's, like, camouflaged. You know, he's like a camouflaged face.
Yeah.
And he, like, because I think Bill sees, like, this shirt or something hanging on a branch. So he goes over to, like, grab it. But this guy jumps out, knocks him over, and grabs the shirt off him. So I assume whose is it? Is it Martin's or is it that guy's? So I'm assuming that's, like, somebody we know's shirt.
Yeah.
I just couldn't remember who it was that was wearing it. But Bill follows after him. And as he comes out of the woods, he's, like, right in front of Clarissa's house.
Yeah.
So he runs over, tells her about Martin. He says he found Martin with his throat slit. And Clarissa says, poor baby. I hope he didn't make a mess. Like, you're fucking weird as well. So he calls the cops. They go back to the woods and it's been changed again.
Isn't it? Yeah, like, it's completely different car. And he was like, you know, it wasn't this fucking...
There wasn't this blood,
fucking banged up Volvo. It was fucking...
like a Ford or something. Yeah. So the coppers think he's on drugs, but you can tell this copper's obviously got... he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Because he's acting shifty as fuck.
And he even says, like, next time I see you, it won't be so friendly.
Yeah.
And then even that comes back.
Exactly. So he frisks him and says, you know, like, fuck off, basically, yeah. Him and Clarissa go back to his car. She says, do you want to come home? And he's like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood, you know.
Yeah, and she's like, no, I didn't mean for that. And then they just go back to his Jeep and fall asleep. The next day, it's supposed to be the next political debate or something.
Yeah.
Because he's in the audience with his sister. And he basically begs Jenny just to tell him what's going on.
Yeah. He's like, just between me and you know, I'm not going to tell anybody what you say, but, you know, just... like, trying to get confirmation of what he thinks he already already knows. So, like, please, Jenny, just tell me about the shunting, please.
She doesn't, and...
I wouldn't if I was part of a shunt.
Yeah.
I'd be very discreet. Like, I don't even know what a shunt is.
Yeah.
Thing orgies, come in here talking about thing orgies, I've had enough.
He goes onto the stage and starts, you know, basically talking about the society.
Yeah, the society that kills...
Yeah, and he says that they're responsible for whatever happened to Blanchard.
And then he drops the bombshell that old Martin's dead.
Yeah, that he found him with his throat slit. And they all start laughing.
Yeah.
Because then
Martin shows up. Yeah. He's like, oh, sorry, I'm late. I had car troubles.
It's like, you dick.
Yeah.
So he runs out. He's kind of like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Bumps into Milo, who... confesses that it's him that's been doing the pranks.
Yeah, leaving all the shit in his car and in the lockers. And he's like, well, what the fuck you been doing that? And he's like, well, you know, I'm just angry, you know. I'm only ever your mate
when it suits you. You never pay attention to me, basically. Yeah. But he says that he was there the night he went looking for Martin's car and he saw Martin being taken away in like bandages, and he saw a Ford being taken away as well, yeah. Which makes complete sense because mm-hmm. they changed the crime scene.
Which I think even at this point, Billy was like, fucking hell, maybe I am just going mental.
Yeah.
And now Milo's confirmed, like, no, what you saw fucking happened, mate, you ain't fucking mental.
Yeah.
Like, there's something going on.
Yeah, definitely. So they make up as friends again, and Milo basically says, you know, like, I'll definitely stick with you.
Yeah.
To find out what this is. So Bill goes back to his house while Milo waits outside. Obviously, he is kind of his lookout, I guess, isn't he? And when he gets inside, they're all kind of like waiting for him because the mum's like, oh, you're here. Like, you nearly spoiled everything. And he kind of just kicks off, doesn't he? He's like, you know, I know something's fucking going on. What is it? And they pin him down and sedate him.
He's dragged away by the same paramedics that took Blanchett.
And Milo sees him being taken away, obviously. He follows him to the ambulance, to the hospital, and goes in when he's been dropped off. So he goes up to the woman at the desk, and she's, you know, kind of like, oh, we've got no record of this guy. So he kind of, like, looks around, and he sees, like, this nearby
body on a stretcher.
Yeah, and he's about to pull the you know, the material back.
Yeah, and then the nurse, like, grabs his wrist.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, women it. You are family, aren't you, seeing this guy? We found him.
Yeah. He's like, well, you're going to have to go to the morgue. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about, the morgue? He's not dead.
He's like, yeah,
Bill. I've literally just seen him being taken in.
And when he goes outside, Bill's car's there, though.
Yeah, the Jeep's right next to his.
Yeah. So we cut to Bill, who's laying in hospital, and, you know, he's kind of like, it's kind of like all the voices that he's heard throughout the film crowding in on him at once. And he wakes up, and he kind of just gets up, puts his clothes on, walks back outside.
Well, he can hear like chatter, like out, like behind his curtain. Yeah, and there's like the silhouettes stretcher. And everything.
Yeah.
So he like fucking grabs it and falls.
There's nobody there.
There's fuck all there. And then he literally just walks out of the hospital.
Yeah.
And then Milo's like waiting there for him, like, the fuck's going on?
Yeah. And he's like, you're supposed to be dead. He's acting weird as well.
Really weird. I think it's the drugs he was given.
Yeah. But he's basically like, you know, I don't give a fuck anymore, like, I'm just going to go in.
Yeah, he's like, I'm here, so let's...
Yeah, well, Milo's like, you know, can't you see you being set up? And he's like, I don't give a fuck, basically. I'm going to go and sort this out.
I'm high off my tits, mate.
Yeah. So he goes to Clarissa's house and basically attacks her, like, throttles her. He's like, you know, tell me what the fuck is going on. And she kind of turns around and says, like, begs him, like, don't go home. Because you get vibes throughout the film with Clarissa that she genuinely does seem to care for Bill.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, just don't go back.
She's definitely a part of this whole thing because we've seen her fucking contorting. Yeah.
But he drives off, and Milo finds the massive woman in his car as well because you think he's about to get killed.
Yeah, because she like grabs his hair.
Yeah, and it's just the big massive. And he's like, you know, don't do that. Get out of my car. And she just stares at him. And he's like, right, come on, you can be my date or something. Like,
yeah, just don't touch the hair.
Yeah. So Bill arrives home, comes inside. The lights aren't working. He goes and gets a glass of water because I'm assuming the drugs are making him extremely thirsty.
Yeah, because he like fucking down, like most of it goes over his fucking face.
Yeah.
And then he picks up a knife and
it's kind of like the beginning of the
yeah, exactly,
the beginning
yeah.
of the scene, isn't it? And he cuts his thumb.
Which doesn't really seem to faze him.
No. So he heads upstairs and he sees some people in a car, right? I think it's the mum and the dad and that.
Yeah.
Arriving in the car. So he goes downstairs and like hides behind the door. And the mum and dad come in and he's like, mum and dad, I'd like to have a little chat with you, you know, like old fucking Jack Nicholson from The Shining. And then the lights come on and there's like about 40 people in this fucking room. You know, they're supposed to have been hidden by the dark.
Yeah.
But it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like he would have bumped into one of them people. Like you're having me on. Unless they fucking contorted all over the place.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I think it's more of the effects of the drugs. He's not noticed them.
Yeah. So he's held down and the judge guy kind of comes out, doesn't he? He's like, oh, you know, well done. So he's praising the mum and the dad, basically.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you've got this prime candidate or whatever the fuck for the shunting. And, oh God, here we go.
This is where it gets fucking crazy.
He says the line, the judge, and I quote, I love the smell of the hunt and the taste of the shunt.
Because even like before it started, you were like, oh, what's that?
Well, yeah,
what's that? What could a shunt be?
Well, yeah, because they've got Bill tied down. He's like looking at his mum and he's like, you know, mum, what's going on? And she's like, I am not your mother. And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, he was right all along.
Yeah. Well, the therapist starts telling him, he's like, you know, you're not one of us. we're a completely different species to you. And he's like, fuck you, alien scum. And they're like, no, no, we're not aliens. And he's like, we've been here as long as you have. Yeah. And then he says, I think I've heard this line somewhere before. Is this like one of the famous lines from this film? Because he said it's a matter of good breeding, really.
Yeah.
And I've heard that before somewhere on some horror list or something. Definitely heard that line before.
It's just a matter of incest.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. So Milo shows up outside with the massive woman. Clarissa arrives at this point as well. And they're leading Bill up around like a fucking dog inside there. It's really
horrible. Yeah, they've got like one of those like collars they use for like wild animals and stuff.
And they're dragging him around. It's just horrible. It's a horrible scene.
At least it doesn't get any worse.
No. And the dad's all like, you know, I'm pleased to contribute for society. And he's like, fucking shut up. Because the judge offers an internship to Ted as well, doesn't he?
He mentions there's something coming up in Washington, which implies that these people have control of the world. It's like very similar to like They Live or something like that.
So the therapist is sitting there talking with Jenny and fondling her tits. Just casual. They're just having a casual conversation. He's just like,
Oh, no.
And they bring in somebody else.
Yeah, the paramedics bring in somebody.
Yeah, because I think they make the deal of saying, like, you know, we've got a 2-for-1. Oh, I think he says we've got a double header.
Yeah.
Or something. It's just all these crazy... This guy's like
the starter.
Yeah, and the other guy ends up being Blanchard.
Yeah.
Who wasn't dead.
So obviously with, you know, what we know with Bill at the hospital, they're obviously faking people's deaths and then... shunting them.
Exactly. Unfortunately. So they strip Blanchard and the thing orgy begins. And it is great.
I feel like Lovecraft because it's like it's just indescribable.
No, horror. It is, yeah. Like they all just start.
It's disgusting.
And
all of a sudden everybody like looks really slimy.
Yeah, it's like they're sweating.
Yeah.
It's like they're really, really sweating. But then
they all start like caressing,
and then they start
sucking on him, but then eventually like their lips are like stuck to him, and some of their skin
ends up scratching, being like porous and stuff. They're just like sinking into it,
but you can see like bulges coming down Blanchard, and then it's all going in his mouth. And you know, Paul Blanchard's not having a great time with this at all. He's like, "Urgh." I mean, you would be if you were being shunted, but like you can just see like his body like deflating.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, sucking up all of his...
goop.
Don't say it like that.
Shunt goop. give us that shunt fluid.
Just stop. I don't think I can finish this episode. But
while they're all absorb fucking, whatever the fuck they're doing, the mum calls for the dad and Jenny to come in for their own private shunt. And Clarissa actually seems, like, kind of annoyed. Don't she? She doesn't seem to be enjoying this one. And the Ted Ferguson is holding Bill down. He's kind of like torturing him in a sense, and he's like taking the piss out of him. And then he basically says that it's like, you know, the rich have always fed off the poor, and it's like it's that kind of thing.
So social commentary of the film. Yeah.
And then he drops his big fat tongue and licks Bill's face. And it's not nice.
Feel like that could be the description of every scene. This happens and it's not nice. This happens and it's not nice.
Outside, Milo and the massive woman, they jump the copper and steal his clothes. And he leaves him with the woman, and God knows, I think she fucking eats him or something. I don't know what she does.
She does her thing, cuz.
Jesus. So, Paul Blanchard is not having a good time, but at least he's nearly dead, and nothing worse will happen to him. Oh no, wait there. The judge comes in and fists him. But like, mega fists him.
Well, he says something to him before.
I'm gonna shunt you.
But yeah, as Vic so eloquently described, he gets his fist, shoves it right up his bunghole.
And it comes out of his mouth.
And then like, right up of his mouth. It's like, has this poor bloke not been through enough?
He's gonna die by fisting.
There's only so much shunting a man can take. Fisting.
It's a thing fisting. Do you want a thing fisting? Not really.
Does anyone?
But he like plays about with his fucking head, doesn't he? When he comes out of his mouth, he just starts playing about with his head, and you're like, oh,
and then just goes back to
dead.
And just goes back to smoking a cigar.
Yeah, I know. Clarissa lets Billy go though, doesn't she? She gets him out. Well, not really. Well, he legs it upstairs and the therapist comes after him and the therapist has got, like, Joker face.
I was about to say, yeah, he's gone all, like, clown face to him.
And then just before Bill runs into this room, the therapist says, oh, do you need a hand? And he turns his head into, like, an actual hand. It's the weirdest thing. He's just, like, running after him.
It's a bit odd.
So he goes into the room and he finds his mother there and it's only his mum and it's all good. Don't worry about it.
But, like, her... Like, she's, like, lying back in the bed all relaxed and there's, like, what clearly appear to be, like, male legs coming out towards her, so sort of implying that there's a bloke in bed with her. Vic's just sitting there with, like, his head in his hand, like...
That's awful.
So she comes out of the bed and she's just, like, walking around on these, like, hairy male legs while her... And she's waddling. Waddling. Yeah, like
waddling around. Yeah, I know, and you're like, no, that's not my mother. Oh, my God.
And then Jenny comes out of her asshole.
No, Jenny comes out of a fanny.
Of course, yeah, how could I forget?
Mingy. And then the dad comes out of the arse and says the, you know, he's like, oh, you know, you were right.
I am a butthead.
And it's like, this is too soon.
And he's literally a pair of legs. He is literally a butthead.
Yeah, he's an arsehole. He comes out of the arsehole. He's a rectum.
No, but he's just the legs. And then his bum is his face.
Yeah. And then his bum is the mum's bum. And then the sister is, it's so weird. You just have to see it. You don't have to see it. It's fucked up.
Oh, dear.
So he runs out and he gets caught by the therapist again. Poor Bill. Just keeps getting caught. Milo comes in and obviously sees the thing orgy and it doesn't really faze him as much as it would faze me.
I know. He just sort of like sits back and watch. Like, but none of the shunters seem to really care that he's there.
I know. I understand. It's like, why are you not bothered?
Yeah. I think it's just a case of like all these people are just in like pure ecstasy and they don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. Yeah. It seemed because they're all just kind of sitting there like, and you're like, this is
and they've not even had their main course yet.
Yeah, I know. So Bill comes down, grabs Clarissa and everyone starts turning back to normal, don't they? And the judge turns back to normal. He has the mole that Blanchard had.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I've got a new beauty mark. You're fucking weird. And the therapist goes upstairs to grab the mum, the dad and Jenny for the main course. And he's kind of knocking the door. He's like, you know, come on. And they're like, oh, you know, we'll be down in a minute. We're changing. And he's like, into what? And you're like, oh, fuck off. Burn this house down. Somebody burn the house down.
Burn it and everything inside it.
Yeah. For some reason, like, kind of off screen, Bill and Ted have agreed to have, like, a fight. Like a duel fight. Because they've made, like, a circle. And the judge is like, you know, in this corner,
like, everybody's, like, throwing money about and everything. Yeah.
And the judge is like, you know, in this corner we have this specimen who has got genes from fucking Genghis Khan. And
Julius Caesar to Genghis Khan.
Yeah. And then in this corner, like, nobody special, it's just Bill. And Milo's disguise gets blown as well at this point. Because he's his Bill!
Brilliant disguise.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, then so they grab him. Bill and Ted have their fight and he's getting like...
Yeah, he's getting fucking annihilated.
He also hits Clarissa as well. Clarissa tries to stop the fight, and then Ted just, like, attacks her as well. Everyone kind of closes in, because, like, Ted's eventually got Bill on his knees, and he's just wailing on him, wailing on his face, and they all start, obviously, like, closing in. And then Bill does the only thing that he feels that he can do to get out of the situation. Ted kisses him, obviously trying to start the orgy off, and his lips start... So Bill fists Ted.
Too much fisting in this film for me. Too much fisting. I can handle one fisting.
Yeah, not two.
Not two. I've got one fist limit.
Well, he literally, like, fists him, does the thing that the judge did, and then pulls him inside out.
Like, literally inside out.
But they get all freaked out.
Yeah, they're all shit scared of Bill now. They all just, like, sort of back away. It's like their high is worn off. They're like, wait a minute. Fuck. Like,
you've just put
him inside out. I don't want to be inside outed.
Yeah. And they all, like,
bad shunt. Bad shunt.
Yeah. They all back off. And Bill kind of, like, at last kind of thing, he goes over to his dad, and his dad's doing the whole thing, you know, he's trying to be dominant, where he's, like, straightening his tie, but he's obviously shitting his pants, but he's like, whoa, you wait there, sonny Jim. And then Bill just, like, decks him.
I'm surprised he didn't pull him outside from the fucking anus. That's what I'd do.
Yeah. And then Milo, Bill and Clarissa...
They just hop in the Jeep and fuck off. Start in the Jeep
and drive off, and that's it.
It's like, where do they go?
And that's the end.
Where do they go? That's not the end, though, is it? Because there's one little scene with the judge again.
Yeah, go on.
The judge just, like, looks at, what's his name's inside-out fucking entire body, and he's like, well, it looks like there is a position in Washington, and then it just ends.
What the fuck?
Nah.
Oh, man, that society.
For society.
Oh, what a strange movie.
Bonkers.
Fucking bonkers.
Absolutely bonkers.
Yeah. Strange one.
Right, do you want to go ahead and...
Yeah. So, for a film, I'll give it a 3.5. I liked it. I'd never watch it again, I don't think. It was...
I won't need to watch it again because it's permanently engraved into my mind.
Yeah, a concept that I've seen before, but never done like this. And I imagine that's why. Like, I think everyone who's seen that... Well, we won't do that again.
One was enough.
Yeah, it's good for what it is. It's more about the spectacle, film is. Yeah. Like, you kind of, like... Kind of
it's going, all building up to the last.
Yeah, you're kind of going through the motions a little bit through the film before the big thing at the end, which is a good payoff. Like, the effects in this are pretty fucking good. They're awful.
Though. Well done, Screaming Mad Child.
Do you know what I mean?
It's too real, Roy. Yeah, it's too real.
Got a mother flipping gun. Yeah, it was all right. It was kind of like, you know, like an average 80s kind of slasher film, but it wasn't average.
And it wasn't a slasher.
No.
I know what you mean.
It's like, you know, it's kind of like that 80s horror film. Yeah. You know, where it's like that, the same kind of, you know, that everyone doesn't believe him. And then it's like, no, there's definitely something going on. And then it turns out it's like a big fucking monster or whatever. But then it's this. I've never seen it done like this before. But like, if it wasn't for the spectacle, this wouldn't be anything special, I don't think.
Yeah, definitely. It's a special effects reel.
Yeah, but the spectacle is definitely worth seeing it for. Unfortunately, once. You'll see it once and probably never, unless like you're like Richard.
Well, it's the third time I've watched it now.
Exactly.
So,
there you go.
I'm partial to a good shunt.
I'm getting to nearly wanking over it now. I'm nearly
What
there.
Do you mean nearly?
Yeah, there you go, yeah. Oh, shunt. Don't say shunt. Fun factor, 3 out of 5, probably. Like I said, it was all right. And then you get to the end and it's like, oh no. It's a fucking weird one. It's a weird, you're watching it more like, what the fuck?
What is going to happen next?
Like, what is going on?
Why is that man a bum?
Why are people, it's so weird. It's pretty well done with the, you know, kind of like the build up, because, you know, you've got the slug thing, which you're like, what? And then you've got the, you know, the sex doll and stuff, which is a red herring. It's nothing to do with that in the end, but you're like, oh, and then it's, you know, the change of the crime scenes, it's creepy. It's one of them films where it's like, you know, something's going on from the very start and you're just waiting to see what it is. And that's why sometimes it felt like it was going through the motions, because it's like, fucking hell, okay, nobody believes him, can I just know what it is now?
Well, it's not, I mean, when you find, it's not even a case of that the people don't believe him, because
well, obviously Milo isn't, though, because there's it's just the poor, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just the poor that isn't involved, and then he's like some sort of, they've like kind of nurtured him, haven't they? I think the mum and dad nurtured him like to be the right age.
And it seems like that makes him better.
Yeah.
Like, this is a big deal. Like, we've got someone who's been brought up by us but isn't one of us.
Yeah.
He's going to be delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was a good film for one viewing. But it really is so weird. It's like, I think it's more because it's like erotic in a way. Do you know what I mean? That makes it worse, because you're like, jeez, they're all doing this for a fuck. This is like, I don't want, no thing orgies. No more. No more thing orgies after today. I'd rather watch this than the Verotica, but, you know.
There's a lot of it. I'd rather be shunted than watch Verotica. Yeah,
there's one thing that I don't like that is taken away from today is the word shunt. Your ratings.
So, as a film, I'm going to give it a very solid 4 out of 5. I like how there's a lot of payback for...
The jokes,
like the callbacks for all the lines that come in. Somebody will say something, and then it will come back literally like, you're a butthead. Yes, I am.
Yeah, it's awful.
You and can't bend me. No matter what you do, you can't bend me. I've pulled you outside from Uranus.
Yeah.
the next time we meet, it won't be so friendly.
Yeah, the wordplay. The wordplay in this is pretty good. Yeah, actually, it's quite the dialogue. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And even how you said about how the first scene, kind of the opening and mirrored, the effects are outstanding.
Yeah.
It is genuinely like nothing I've ever seen before and probably will never see again. Could you imagine this today? It'd be a CGI blob. Yeah. You'd be like, why am I watching this? This is atrocious.
It looks a lot like the monster from The Thing.
Yeah, only horrible. Yeah. And I'm not saying the thing from The Thing is pleasant.
No, yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. The only reason I'm probably not going to give it a higher score than 4 is because there do seem to be a lot of things that it's like, what has this got to do with it?
Yeah, like his girlfriend. You're going through the motions.
Girlfriend, Clarissa's mum.
Yeah.
It's just like, why do these characters need to be here?
Well, what, the mum didn't even really do anything. She just helped him get that.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be like a payoff for her. I thought like maybe she was in on it, but maybe was like Clarissa and was like, help. Part of the society, but not really into it, so they basically...
Yeah, like, but it never went anywhere.
Fucked it now. It was just comedic relief, I guess. Like, look at this funny, blundering person, and I didn't really quite get what they were doing with it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not getting it. Maybe there is something to it that...
Well, I just seem like a filler to me.
Yeah, yeah. And then... fun fact is probably about the same. I say about 4.
Yeah, I can imagine you liking this movie.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, the effects are too good for me. Like that's like that was like that was really well done. I'm glad you got that nearly perfect. I'd never want to see it again. Burn it.
But yeah, if you are a fan of just weird, fucking, gross out,
yeah,
movies,
no, I could see why people would like much like this movie. Yeah. It's out there.
Yeah,
it's, you know, and like you said, it's got some pretty strong Lovecraft vibes to it. It's just the shunting. It's just, no, don't need Lovecraft and shunting. Cthulhu's coming for a shunt.
Oh dear god.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah, it's sort of like if Lovecraft, Cronenberg and Carpenter had a hideous baby.
Yeah, a very hideous baby.
Oh dear. Right. I think we've said enough about this. I think if we keep talking, we're going to vomit.
Yeah.
Next week we've got a start of a little double bill.
Yes, double bill. Two shit films.
Awful films, yeah. Absolute garbage.
Just to round out the year, do you know what I mean? We'll do something horrible.
Yeah, I think really. this is often called one of
the worst
Stephen King adaptations.
And the sequel is said to be even worse. Like, this is fucking terrible. Could have fixed it.
Yeah, by one of the worst directors to ever live. It is...
To some people.
If you've worked with him.
Exactly.
No, this is all a lie. We are doing 1980s masterpiece by Stanley Kubrick, The Shining. And very, very, very coincidentally, also happens to be our 100th episode.
Yeah.
If you count minisodes and roundups and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, another odd coincidence on Deo Nastase.
God, can we just change that to the name?
Welcome to Deo Nastase.
Deo Nastase.
So yeah, come back next week for The Shining, and then the following week with Dr. Sleep. And until then, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Shunt the little bastard.